Hey, Greg.
Matt, is this really you?
Hey, dude, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're a long way from home.
Yeah, dude, we're in Nova Scotia. We're still in Nova Scotia, right? Moncton, New Brunswick. And it's crazy cold.
Well, if it's any consolation, by the time you get to Sudbury on Saturday, things are going to warm up to around -5.
Oh, wicked. I'm excited for that.
And if you get here soon enough, you'll be able to see the Santa Claus parade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I love a bit of Santa Claus, so I'm game for that, too.
Awesome. Good. Let me just say congrats to your bassist, Jim, there on the birth of his child. Mom and child, everybody's healthy?
Yeah. It was for Jim, and obviously he's stoked. You know, like, it's a real bummer he's not here. We miss him loads. And, you know, for so many reasons, this tour would have been awesome for him to be a part of, because obviously, you know, we're out with Sum 41 and The Offspring, which he's stoked on. But also, he's a huge hockey fan. So most of the venues we're playing are hockey arenas. So It's a real bummer he's not here. But you know, he's stoked. We're stoked. And he's just doing the family thing, like spending time with his new baby Daisy.
Look, to be completely honest, this is more self-serving than anything, just because I personally, I'm a fan, and I've been talking you guys up, so anything I can do, of course, to put more butts in the seats for when you guys get here, I'm going to try my best to do that, but I really just do love what you guys are doing. Cards on the table. This is self-serving. This is all about me.
Dude, that's cool. Like, we appreciate the support, obviously, and, you know, like, Canada is a new territory for us. So, you know, we've been lucky enough to, like, skip into Toronto a couple of times. But this tour, getting to do the whole of Canada and, like, really do it, is amazing for us. So kind of any support we can get, we're stoked on. So people like yourselves, like, having an interest in the band and, like, supporting what we're doing and being stoked on it and spreading the word, like, that's just a huge bonus for us.
Yeah, so and obviously you guys, like you said, kicked the tour off last night there in Halifax. How did our East Coast brethren treat you?
Yeah, dude, it was great last night. It was killer. Like, it was just a great night because it's the first night of tour, so everybody, like, all the bands, including us, just, like, working out their stuff. So we sort of, like, ran on stage in a bit of a rush, but it was super fun. The crowd was great. They were really supportive. We've had loads of positive feedback from it, which is great. And I also think that's, you know, due to the kind of company we're in, because coming out with Sum 41 and The Offspring, it's just such a great pairing and it's such a great lineup that I think their fans are just, like, open to what we've got to offer because of the lineup. You know, they're like, mm-hmm. Well, The Offspring is sick, Sum 41 is sick, so I think they're kind of really open to what we're bringing to the table, which is killer. And it was also just really awesome because, like, you never know what bands are going to be like. We're usually pretty lucky, and we kind of get along with everybody, and everybody we tour with is usually really nice. So we were kind of hoping for that with Sum 41 and The Offspring. But obviously, you never know, and, like, you don't know if people are kind of going to be stressed out or cagey or keep themselves to themselves or whatever. But right off the bat, like, both bands seem absolutely lovely. Like, we were getting to hang and spent. Like, after the show, we all got together in the dressing room, just kind of kicked it. So that was really, really sweet. Because usually you'll do a tour on the second to last night. Like, you'll spend the whole tour not hanging out, and then the second to last night, you'll kind of connect and be like, shit, why haven't we been hanging out for the whole thing? Like, how frustrating is that? But straight off the bat, they were like, right after the show, they were like, come hang, like, let's have a beer and, like, get to know each other. It was super, super great. So,
awesome.
You know, we're all really excited about this whole run. Everyone is, because it just seems like everyone's really nice on the same page.
Good. How many Tim Hortons have you hit so far?
We've hit a couple. Like, we've done Tim's before, obviously, like I said, when we came to Toronto. So, you know, we try and hit as many as possible. We love a TH, you know, they're great.
So, am I right in reading that you're not a fan of the King Kong remake?
I mean, I didn't think it was the best movie I've ever seen.
Nah, me either, you know, man.
And it kind of, you know, it spawned our band name kind of ironically, and little did I know that I'd still be talking about that 12 years later. I should have had a bit of foresight, you know, to maybe think that the band might actually do something. But I didn't, you know, think about that. But here we are. We're still talking about it. So I guess that's a good thing, you know, a blessing in disguise.
Definitely. I mean, you know, looking and reading about the band's history from when you first launched, you're kind of like the poster boy for perseverance. When you look at personnel changes and the things that you've come up against leading into the release of your first album, which, I mean, seemed to kind of sum up the first 2 to 3 years of your band, really growing pains.
Yeah. That's kind of how I did it. I knew what I wanted to do. I was pretty sure I could do it. And I kind of didn't have the people around me to do it with me. So I was just like, fuck, I'm just going to get this done because I want to do it. You know, and I did it, but it's been a long journey. It's been a hard journey too, and that's not a bad thing. You know, at some points it's been hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I never wanted to quit, you know.
Was there ever a point in there where you just said, yeah, you know what, I just can't do this?
Yeah, there was a couple of points when we were on the road and we were like, fuck, man, like, this is so brutal, and like, no one cares, and we can't pay our rent. And like, it was just, there was many times when it got really gnarly. We were just like, is this the point where we're meant to quit? Like, when is the point that we're going to quit? I think, like, you know, we never wanted to quit. That's the thing. And it's always scary when you're trying to think about that, because it's like, well, we don't want to quit. But are we just now being, like, idiots? Are we just being morons now? Like, are all the signs saying, dudes, it's time to bail. We're just refusing to see it. But I guess that's what not quitting is. Because there was probably loads of times where we could have quit or should have quit, but we just didn't because we just didn't fucking want to. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what perseverance is. Like, literally just being like, nah, and you know, whatever. We're just not quitting, even if it's just fucking stupid that we're not quitting. And I guess, like, what's really validating for us is, after all this struggle, you know, we've kind of reached this point in our career where we're getting a lot of opportunity. 12 years in, fourth record in, we've signed to a major, and a lot of people are really stoked on the band, including bands like Sum 41 and The Offspring, which for us is a real validation, because, you know, we're fans of those bands, and they're, like, big problems. They're like, hey, band's cool, come on tour and stuff. Well, I don't know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I first got caught wind of you guys when I was on vacation in Orlando, and I was like, was it 2015, 2016? But it was a year after my second son was born. We were down in Florida for our first family getaway, and as we were cruising around Orlando, I was listening to WJRR, and 1111 came on, and I remember just kind of, I was driving, and my wife's like, hey, pay attention. I'm like, I'm going to turn this up, all right? So I just kind of cranked it up, and I was like, damn. I'm like, I like that vibe. And ever since then, I was checking it out. I came back. I told my boss at the time all about you. I said, you got to listen for these guys, man. And then it just kind of faded off. And, I mean, I still have it in my workout soundtrack. And then, of course, fast forward to now, and Celebrity Mansions comes out, and the title track and Backfoot, is there a bit of a theme going on there with the kind of subject matter of those tunes?
Yeah, there is a theme of subject matter between those two songs and kind of the rest of them. It was just about what we were talking about, really, like just eating the dirt, not being where we wanted to be, not getting where we wanted to be, feeling like no one was listening, and the whole time we're just seeing this life, celebrity life, this like this Instagram life through social media and stuff of like apparent like easy success and like everyone's perfect lives and everything. We're just seeing this whole thing the whole time whilst we're on the road, just fucking eating the dirt, no money, killing ourselves to do this thing that we really believe in, that we've been doing fucking ever, and seeing everyone else on the other side, like seemingly just fucking having instant success for, you know, sometimes doing borderline nothing. And it's just like, you know, it was just difficult to, it's difficult. That's difficult. It's still difficult, you know, but like that's largely whether we were poking fun at it or we were serious, like Backfoot is kind of poking fun of it. you know, round the bend is kind of like, seriously, like, I'm on the fucking edge here. I can't do this anymore. Like, so it was all those different emotions around that experience. Yeah, kind of looking in from the outside on success, but never being part of it.
Yeah. I mean, when we saw that, when we were watching that video, my work wife here, Paymer, and I mean, we've rocked out repeatedly to that video for Backfoot. In there, it looks like you guys had such a blast. And that's the thing. I looked at the video and I'm like, you know, these are the kind of guys that look to me like they're having a shitload of fun. They don't take things too seriously and you could have a beer with them.
Yeah, totally, man. That's the vibe. We're just nice people and we want to be nice people, you know. I think the best feeling in the world is like, whether you fucking work in a donut shop or you're Dave Grohl, like, I think the best feeling in the world is just making someone feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's kind of what I'm here for. Like, that's why I'm a big fan of, like, people like Dwayne Johnson. Because, like, he is, like, the biggest celebrity on the planet. But he still just seems like a good dude. Like, he just wants to empower people. He wants to motivate people. He wants to help people believe in themselves enough to just achieve their full potential as a human being on whatever level that is. And I think that's fucking cool. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to make people feel good somehow, hopefully through the thing I know best, and that's doing the music we do.
With regards to your reference to The Rock in Backfoot and using his likeness in the video, was that was he aware of that? Has he asked for some compensation?
No, I don't think so. I wish he was. I wish he was aware of it. That's fucking cool, but I think he has no idea, which doesn't surprise me.
But like, yeah, I just kind of reference him. I reference him a lot because he's like I said, he's just like the atypical celebrity now. Like, celebrity with social media and stuff in recent years has kind of reached this new height of just like absolute insanity. And, you know, thank God he is the biggest celebrity in the world and he's a good dude. It would suck if he was a like narcissistic, you know, butthole, but like he just seems like a good person. So I'm glad about that. But like, yeah, he's just a good reference and example because he's just, you know, so massive.
Well, and you get an inside look into his life and you see how hard he actually works and where he goes and the time he spends in the plane and all over the globe and just really pushing everything that he works on, right?
Yeah.
You go do your thing and looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday's show here with Sum 41 and the Offspring. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us, Matt. Best of luck on the tour, brother.
Dude, thank you so much for having me on. I really, really appreciate the support, genuinely. And if there's any way we can, like, connect again via the phone or, like, interviews or, like, you actually, like, get and say hey at the show or whatever, let's make it happen. Game.
Roger that, man.